Okay, pretty visual, so we can show an organization, kind of generic, that is, you show there's some entity there, or cloud, or circle, or whatever, and or sphere. It's created for a purpose, right? To accomplish something, whether it is a job, a specific activities to be done, or well, I guess that's it, because in any case, whether even if it is just a group of friends who want to get together and support each other, then the group that they create has that purpose, doing a job that benefits the members. Okay, so there are two things there. There's the purpose, and which is really an action. And then we can show that there is this desire and the action being propelled out of that towards its goal. And then the organization there is appearing as a sphere or something, where you see the beam of action projected into that. So it's supposed to amplify that and channel that and aid and assist that. Now, then there may be all these different departments and institutions and parts evolving and appearing there in that organization for this purpose, to facilitate or promote or aid that purpose, that action. You can say it's like a starting as a simple tool for that accomplishment. It can evolve into a fairly complex machine. Where every part is tuned into accomplishing that goal. Now, what can happen is and it starts to divert. It becomes a means of sustenance to some of the members working in it. They may become so preoccupied with the machine, the organization, that to them maintaining it turns into the purpose and goal. That's why we exist here. We exist here to keep this machine running. But then when the goal becomes the upholding of the organization and running the organization, serving the organization, then the actual original goal may be lost. And the action and energy and focus and momentum that was launched there in the beginning by the creation of that organization itself may lose power and eventually maybe stagnate completely. And what is left is a very strange thing. Just an organization standing there. Hopefully still preserving the teachings and directions that were given in the beginning. But maybe now just as a theoretical framework or philosophy or teachings or whatever, to be honored. Now, those who still see that actual purpose and try to again start driving that action towards the actual goal may come at odds with the other members sitting there in the organization, because doesn't really correspond with or seem to be in tune with what's already established there. At that point, you generally have reformers doing reformation, often involving opposition and conflict. Maybe splitting of the organization into several or so. Now, when we look at organizations in history, we generally find that maybe especially religious organizations. So what to do? In such a situation, well, the reformists trying to change the organization may find that very difficult, if not impossible, and will generally find themselves bogged down with, you know, in conflicts. Sometimes even legal cases that take up a lot of time and energy, waste a lot of time and energy. Still not accomplishing the purpose, the initial purpose. So the best thing to do may be what Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada did when that same situation had appeared in his organization, the Gaudiya Math. He simply kept focus on the actual purpose and goal and tried his best to accomplish it himself, and trying to inspire others to do so too. Whether the organization was agreeable or not. Now, in a situation, I mean, this was supposed to be visuals for Priya, and they are there, and I didn't just, I started off with these simple figures, but I can find out how to continue that, I think. Now, he was basically alone. Which made it difficult. Some would have said, then I guess impossible. You think that you yourself is going to do better than our organization? But we know what happened. Now, if we are a fairly large group of several people seeing that purpose and goal, being able to keep that in focus and gathering around that work, working together somehow or other, if only staying in touch and sharing experiences and insights, then how much more powerful would that then be? But if that same energy is spent trying to change the organization, all that energy may be just wasted away on conflicts and futile attempts at changing something that cannot be changed. Now we can see that after all these years, Prabhupada's organization, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's organization that Prabhupada was part of, has also started to help and do the work that he started. They have established missions and are publishing books in different languages all over the world, too. Which, of course, those in the organization that Prabhupada made can see as threatening. If their main focus is control and power and money, membership, and so on. Properties, but those who simply look at the goal and purpose see, they can see the good in this, can appreciate that missionary activities are spreading Krishna consciousness, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, all over the world are going on by all kinds of people. Now, some want to and will work to improve the mother organization, of course. which should also be done. But even more important, especially if such change or improvement is hard to accomplish, is to stick to the purpose and work towards that goal. In whatever way one can and wants to contribute to that. Now, if the organization or part of it even goes against that or even becomes harmful or abusive, then one should simply stay away from that. Yeah, something like that.